Before I start, I'd just like to have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Father, we'd like to bring all the people, family, and friends who have been affected by the current situation into your hands, that you will be able to bring them comfort, healing, and peace during this time. We pray that our brothers and sisters will be able to show our communities your love during this time so that people may come to know you. Give us to those who are able the strength and most importantly, your wisdom to support our communities, family, and friends, to bring them hope that we'll be able to get through this together with your help. We pray for all the health professionals who have been working tirelessly around the clock to provide care for those who have fallen ill. We ask that you protect them and bring them peace and rest. We thank you that even in these times that we're able to have the tools to listen to your word remotely for those who are at home listening. And Lord, we ask that you give us faith to trust in you and not be so self-reliant on our own understanding, but to seek your wisdom first, and that we will surrender to you daily so that your Holy Spirit intervenes in everything that we do and every person that we come across. Help us keep us on the path of obedience to you, Lord. And as I share your word today, may your words be mine and that we will seek to grow closer to you every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So the passage that I'll be sharing about today is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. I remember the time when I was serving as a youth leader at U-Time. Oni, who was our youth pastor at the time, would often ask the leaders to organize a few games or icebreakers before our Friday night youth Bible studies and fellowship. He used to look a lot younger than that. And so when it was my turn to lead this particular week, I had created a game where everyone had to find a number of passages or verses in the Bible that fit into a particular category. For example, out of this list of Bible verses, find the ones that are about love, or find all the ones that are about forgiveness. It's very simple. And the first group to find all of them correctly won. But during the process of creating this game, I had to prepare a list of passages and verses in advance so that the youth could go through this list and find it in their Bibles. And while I was at home searching for Bible verses about trust, one particular passage stood out to me, especially during this time of my life when I was at uni, when I was studying full-time and working while serving in ministry, all while trying to maintain a healthy social life. And it was Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Now, I must admit, I was not a very mature Christian back then. And when I read this passage, it came to me with such great relief, especially when I didn't fully understand what it meant. I thought, this is great. All I have to do is trust in God and I will pass all my assignments and my exams. And I don't need to study as much as I thought I did. About a month later, I learned the hard way, very hard way, that this passage did not mean that at all. As I've continued my journey with Christ, I've continuously looked back at this passage and tried to gain a deeper understanding of what it really meant. And every time I have, I've been delighted and full of joy that I've learned something new or was reminded of something. And so today I would like to share with you three main things that I have taken away from this passage, and hopefully it will bring you as much joy as it did for me. Number one, trusting in the Lord with all our heart. What does this mean to trust the Lord with all our heart? In fact, what does it mean to trust anyone at all? So I stopped and began to think of a time where I was able to gain someone's trust, or when someone was able to gain my trust. And that's when I remembered of a time where my wife and I volunteered to babysit our two little cousins for our uncle and auntie. Carrie and I had planned this wonderful evening with them, and for the next day we would make breakfast together and then head out to an exciting trip to the water exhibition at Goma and then hit the museum before heading home and making lunch. So the evening of picking them up, we had dinner with our uncle and auntie's family, and everything was going great. We drove the kids back to our place, and we cleaned them up. We made sure they brushed their teeth. We got them in their PJs. And finally, tucked them into bed and turned the lights off. But as soon as the lights turned off, one of them got up. And he said, "I want to go home," which made the other one tear up, and she too wanted to go home. They had missed the comfort of their own home with their mum and dad, so Carrie and I had to boot up the computer to show them exactly how much fun they were going to have the next day. But they were still very skeptical and made it quite clear to us that they just wanted to go home. We eventually, after a couple of episodes of PJ Masks, got them sleeping that evening. The next day, we made pancakes for breakfast, headed out to Goma and the museum, and we were having so much fun, and we had built this awesome relationship with them. When we got home, and it was time for our uncle and auntie to pick them up that afternoon, he said, "I don't want to go home." And she was reluctant to leave us as well. That's when I realized that at the beginning, I didn't have their trust. They felt uncomfortable. They just wanted to go home. But once we shared a whole day together and bonded over such an exciting and fun day, that's when I had the chance to build a relationship with them and win their trust. And so in the same way, I looked at Christ and I asked myself, how is my relationship with Jesus? Is it strong enough to trust in him with all my heart? Do I spend enough time with him? Do I understand the plans he has for me? And do I know who I am trusting? He has given us the truth so that we may know him, so that we may know his promises, and so that through knowing him, we can trust in his promises to us. And so when I read the Bible to learn more about Jesus, I thought to myself, why wouldn't I trust a God who is good, who is holy, kind, loving, all-providing, and all-satisfying God who keeps his promises? He has also given us his life, his grace that we did not deserve, so that we may be reunited in heaven. He has given us hope. That's who we're trusting, a God who loved us so much that he laid down his life for us, so that when we believe, we may not suffer the consequences of our sin, but instead be with him. Isn't that amazing? Our God is a relational God who wants us to trust in him with all our hearts. Number two. And lean not on your own understanding. I learned the hard way that my initial understanding of this passage was incorrect, which I think was a big lesson for me not to be so self-reliant. And if I were to take anything away from this part, is that I should make a conscious decision not to be so self-reliant all the time. Sure, I have my own dreams that I want to achieve, my career, places that I want to go, things I want to plan. But this doesn't mean I have to ditch them, and I don't think, and that I don't plan. It means that every step of my life, I shouldn't be so self-reliant on my own wisdom, but should be relying and learning, leaning on the wisdom of God for every choice that I make and in everything that I do. Another question I asked myself was, well, why does God want me to bring him into every situation of my life? And why should I not rely on my own strength and my own knowledge? I know how to do a couple of things myself. I would often ask my wife questions like, should I have ice cream or chips to snack on while watching this movie? And she would often always respond with, you are your own man, Peter. You can make your own decisions. And well, to be honest, it was quite clear that I shouldn't be relying on my own wisdom after nearly failing all my uni exams. So I can't really trust my judgment sometimes. But the truth is, just like the choices I made before nearly failing all my courses, my mind and my heart can be quite deceiving. It's not adequate. And I heard when SP was praying that he described it as our minds are finite. I need God because he actually knows everything and his wisdom is beyond all measure. And it's very clear that in the Bible that God is omniscient. He knows all things physical and material, and he knows all about the hearts of man before we even do. I've been watching this Formula One series on Netflix because those of you who don't know, I am obsessed with motorsports or anything car related. I'm 100% a grease monkey and I love to wrench on my own cars. And the narrative of the show creates is that it takes this whole team of engineers, mechanics, team managers, pit stop workers, and sponsors all working on their own little part, preparing to the best of their ability on their own little project, perfecting every little detail they can so that in this greater project, which is to get every single millisecond to ultimately win the Grand Prix. And at the end of it all, when the race is won and all the glory, all the celebrations and praise and victory goes to the driver, they get to stand on the podium with the ring of flowers around their neck with a huge bottle of champagne spraying it at everyone. And so the biggest takeaway for me was that I should plan to the best of my ability. I should do my job to the best of my ability and make choices in life to the best of my ability, but not making these on my own wisdom alone, but always be leaning on the wisdom of God, so that in the end of it all, when the race is over, he will be glorified and his name shall be praised. He will be on the throne because he owns the victory. Number three, in all your ways, acknowledge him. At the beginning of this year, my wife and I spent a day of solitude after listening to Pastor Rogers preaching about spending time with the Lord. And so we committed to a day, drove out to Cleveland, and we went our separate ways to find a quiet place by the beach. And in my time of solitude, one of the many things that God showed me was how many distractions there are in my life. I am constantly being bombarded by the news, noise, pictures, videos, family and friends, even my own thoughts. I forgot why or how I even got here. Getting away from all of this really showed me what acknowledging him really meant. I learned that acknowledging him was to know him, but not just to know him like a textbook. Yes, I know that God is loving, he's everlasting water, he came down from heaven, this and that. But to know where I stand in relation to him. Where do I fit in this bigger picture, which is God's plan? And that's when I began to understand and acknowledging that God has authority over me. He has authority over all things, actually, and everything I do should be for him. That's the choice I made when I decided to follow Jesus. So I guess that means that in every new choice that I make in life, everyone who I come across or I cross paths with, I will make a conscious decision to surrender to God and rely on the Holy Spirit to intervene in the choices that I make, in the interactions that I'm a part of in life, so that he can use me to intercede to others so more people will be able to come to know him. And ultimately, he will be glorified. And when I've taken these three things that I've learnt, trusting in him, abandoning my self-reliance and wisdom, but relying on the wisdom of God, acknowledging him and bringing him into every situation of my life, he will ultimately make our path straight. I hope that when my two cousins are a little older, they can look back at our time together. Hopefully they still remember in the future. And even though it wasn't a perfect day and a half, there were a few ups and downs, but they will look back at the whole experience holistically and say, you know what? I had a great time and it was worthwhile. It wasn't time wasted. God doesn't want me to waste my time here on earth and to walk a path of destruction to ourselves or to others, or to put value on things that don't last or idolize fake idols. God's best interest is for me to have a relationship with him, to stay on the straight path, a path of purpose, a path of obedience, full of hope, grace, joy, and love. Sure, I will veer off sometimes. That's just in my nature. But he tells us in this passage that when we trust in him fully, with all our hearts, when we understand that our understanding is inadequate or finite, and that we need to lean on him for wisdom, when we acknowledge him in everything that we do, and we let the Holy Spirit intervene in our lives for his glory, to be reminded that we've turned away from our old lives and living a life obedient to him. He will keep us on this straight path. He will make our path straight. And I can't wait until the day when I can look back at my own life as a whole and say, you know what? It was worthwhile. I followed God, and my life is full of his blessings. It wasn't perfect. There were bumps along the way. But holistically, I could see God with me the whole time. And so I hope that my journey through this passage will encourage you to walk the straight path of relationship and trust in him, leaning on God's wisdom and obedience to him, and that we will all be able to look back and know that God was with us this whole time, that we lived a life that was intended for us. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that you've given us these words of wisdom to us, because you know that we need you. We pray that we'll continue to trust in you with all our hearts, to lean on your wisdom, to be obedient, and to bring you into everything that we do and say, because we know that your promises and plans for us are worthwhile. May you keep us safe as we depart and live a life that glorifies you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.